This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. This is the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that makes sense. I go by the name of King Bash. Welcome to the final hour of the show. 18 minutes after 2 it is. Diving straight into what I promised. This is a Not My Business But. And this is where we get to tackle those things that are not our business at all, but we can't help ourselves living in this world that we're living in, but have an opinion on everything. All right. Now, I mean, as we know, Mojolo is something else. You know, the pool of dating gets really, really messy. Kimojolo the legacy. You know what I mean? You would think you are in a happy and stable relationship and even make a kid with that person. You know, someone that you're in a stable relationship with. You know, make a kid or two with that person. But sometimes, man, things don't go according to plan and things just hit a rock, you know? And you two have to separate for some odd reason. And sometimes this breakup becomes or is so bad that even the co-parenting element of it is just as hard, right? But that is something that I don't want to touch on. What I want to touch on today is after, you know, you and this person break up and decide to move on, right? Decide to move on and you meet the next brother or the next sister. Now, this is what I want to talk about, you know? I want us to talk about dating after, you know, having kids with someone, knowing how messy the dating game obviously is, as I have just mentioned. And, you know, when you meet someone new, only that phase, ribuja the honeymoon phase. Now, that honeymoon phase, Leona, hey, sometimes it doesn't last as long as we would love it to last, right? It really doesn't. Now, how long should you wait before you introduce your child to the person that you would be currently dating? How long do you think you have to wait? Because imagine in a year, you date 5 different people. In a year. Because, I mean, relationships happen, man. You meet someone, honeymoon phase, ya feta, jigi jigi le aborana, jigi jigi. You know, you're starting to ghost each other. So imagine that, dating 5 people, how many malume or bumani is your kids going to know? Malume Beshu guy, malume Christu guy, malume, you know? Then it becomes messy, even more messy for the child, because it's like, hey, yeah, no, mobile attention strataga mogai. Right? So this is what I want to find out from you. How long should you wait before introducing your kids to someone you're dating? Do you wait till the relationship maybe gets a bit serious, or that really doesn't matter on your end? Also, after the introduction and you break up, what do you say to your kids, man? Let me know. Send me a voice note, send me a text. If you have been in the situation before, do share some light. If you want to remain anonymous, you are more than welcome to do so. It's an open space. It's a safe space right here on the Best of Lunchtime Radio. This is what we are tackling this afternoon on Not My Business But. How long should you wait before introducing your kids to someone you're dating? You know, do you wait till the relationship maybe gets serious or not? Doesn't matter. A week or two, you're already saying kebalume mamang, which is fine. And also, after that introduction and you break up with that person, what do you say to your kids? Let me know. 079-896-226.
Kimbesh, Dumela.
Dumela.
Wawana, I've got a daughter who is turning 10 this year. Lehai one azang kimu introduce to anyone. And I will never do that. Because like you are saying, umita mutu no, tiloriba raiti, a semester down the line, wana and alasa ukwan. And maybe wana utomilo bonda lien. Wawana maraisha. And wana wahula uli belet. Ning, okarile malume omongwe, omi introducer, malume asa liteng. Le utli sa batho ba different montung ya hawa, right? Because kausa le ho tsane letse ke batho montung ai wa bona, because o change batho. And then le for ngwana ha o expose ngwana how to multiple partners na go nki ngwanyana. O to tsana gore o mushiye le malume kausa ne. Asa I read the right. So I think it's a no-no. Unless if that guy are kaunyala, that's the only time kita botan my daughter hore bukarete papa mumja. Other than that, it's a no-no for me. Are kwele mo traumatize bana. The next thing bana tebe bara ruaka, because are kono to tham palo ba tham. Nice show.
Thank you so much for that. and for the inside, right, Anonymous? Really do appreciate it.
Hi, King Bash. Good afternoon. This is Princess from Marabo. The way I see it, it's every parent's duty to protect their child from learning a behavior that is not good. So I think it's best for a child, for a parent to wait until you are very much sure of the relationship before your kids or your kid knows the person you are dating. Because introducing someone this month, next month is someone, or this week or next week, it makes a child have a certain mind thinking that whatever is happening, maybe it's what, that's what is supposed to be done when you come to dating. So they grow up to have that mind.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Children mirror what they see from their parents. Unfortunately, that's the case, man, you know?
Do not introduce until Linyalo Lele Show. Ke ile ka ikhotsa ke le somewhere ke le bala to bana ba bararo ba ile ka dia relationship le bo mabone kare yo awa so nagere don't please do not introduce those kids to those women, no, those men. Hey wo go away.
Man, do you see why I love this show? My adventure family, they come through. They'll never cease to amaze me. Trust and believe, right?
Kimbazuka. Now that I'm going to introduce again. Wadagama Chila Wantal. Well, I beg to buy an agar. Give up with our tokofage. So, Mudimu, Mudimu. There's a little bit of a Graciana, Midwash, one other little tint. Down West Benito.
a walking corpse, or what? Benito? Waban. Libizil of Labat. Imagine the exit Jarawa Nagawa Nova Bujaraola Wheel. Mudimumu Omoropoj. Oh, man. What a classic. Thank you so much for that, my brother. Let me check out a few more voice notes.
Hi, Kimbesh.
Hey.
Today's topic, ne? Now I haven't separated with the father and he passed on. So now, as a widow having to move forward with three boys, the hardest of them all, I don't do official introductions. They've known the other guy. Things didn't work out. It wasn't official. It just happened that he was dropping something at home and then he interacted with them. In the form of uncle. And then the other guy, smart kids nowadays, they tracked my phone just to be sure where am I safe. And so now they started picking that this person is always sleeping at this place, until the older one asked me, what is this place? And I had to tell, to say it's a friend that I spend time with. So it's not official. I don't introduce them. I don't want to introduce them. Unless, which is far from it, I get married again, which I doubt, but they'll just know them as a friend, Yamami, and that's it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you for coming through and sharing that with us. Really do appreciate you. A messenger reads, I broke up with the father of my firstborn child. My baby daddy thought he was irreplaceable because he was my first boyfriend. The first guy I got intimate with, we dated for about 8 years before we had a baby. And after that, even before, he treated me badly, like trash. He thought he was irreplaceable, but during our relationship, I met my husband. And I measured, and I saw hubby and I saw that this man had qualities of a good partner. It's far better than my ex. That's when I decided to break up with the father of my child and kept my husband. I introduced my child to my husband, and everything has been going so well since then. I've never had to introduce anyone to my baby, nor dated anyone else except my husband, after my baby daddy. We are married. Everything is going fine, and I honestly can't complain. I lost track. Let me see this. Oh, yeah. Honestly, can't complain. And I don't know what a honeymoon phase is, because everything is still going so well. We've been together for 14 years. Wish I met my husband earlier, because the guy, because this guy treats me so good. He treats me like the queen that I am, and he's a great father to our children. You're nah. Anonymous in Zanin. Big shout out to your husband, my. Beautiful, right? I love it for you. I'm trying my best to go through these messages as quick as I can. We almost out of time.
Hi, King Bash. Hi.
Hello.
Ke hopela ba Anonymous. The topic is so nice. I love your show.
Thank you. The topic is
very nice. Women do such mistakes. I was one of them. I introduced my son to a partner that I was with for the longest time, and then we broke up. Fortunately, the one that he is now introduced to is my husband.
Oh wow.
I personally think it was a mistake to introduce my boy to the first partner. I regret forever doing that, but fortunately the boy was still young. And the guy was introduced as an uncle. And then this one comes his daddy. So I didn't do so much damage to the boy. But I think it's not a good idea to introduce your child to any man until the guy marries you. Then you can say you have a daddy and this is your dad. Because that truly will traumatize the kids. They keep on asking, Malumu guy, Malumi Litab, Malumi Samuel. So, Mina, I would advise not to. Mina, I don't think it's a good idea to do that. Even if you are head over heels in love with the guy, yeah, give it some time.
Mm.
Give it some time until the guy says the fucking accepted the intentions, the highest rate.
Mm.
So it's Anonymous. Shabu.
Thank you so much, Anonymous. Really do appreciate you for coming through and sharing that with us.
Good afternoon, Kim Bash. This thing I confuse. Uchakara lenyala matomo wa divorce unalabana, and then banabale you keep them safe by not introducing them to anyone that you meet after. Jigi ukramoto otsepisha wa unyala. Obviously, the kids are bound to know that person. Le na futi la divorce. Wabona re mjolo ki kain pepper. Na introduce arin kuriya wabatamujiyo.
This is where we shall leave it for today.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.